Competition in the Irish banking market is set to increase with news that the Spanish lender Bank Inter is to expand the range of its services here. The Spanish banking group is planning to enter the Irish banking market. The company intends to use its subsidiary Avant Money as an Irish banking branch. Well, let's talk to Michael Dowling now, Managing Director of Dowling Financial and a mortgage broker. As it happens, Michael, you were among a group who had a briefing from Avant Money this morning in relation to their services. And of course, this plan by the parent Bank Inter obviously came up.
It did indeed. I mean, firstly, they announced rate decreases in their core mortgage product today, which puts them right up there in terms of pricing. So as a bank operating in Ireland today, they have always had very competitively priced products. But this announcement is very significant because we've been used to banks leaving the Irish market. I mean, we've lost KBC, Ulster Bank, Bank of Scotland, Danske Bank, ACC. So now we've an announcement today that a very significant player, they're the fifth largest bank in Spain. Their asset size is 113 billion and they've a loan book of nearly 80 billion. So this is a bank bigger than AIB or Bank of Ireland. So in terms of size, this is a very significant announcement today.
They're already through Avant Money offering mortgages. So what's going to change on the lending side?
Well, on the lending side, I mean, because of the scale and the size of operation of Bank Inter, it does give them opportunities to maybe reprice their mortgages at maybe more competitive rates. Now, they have very competitive rates, let me say, and have consistently had them. But if you take it today in Spain, you can get a mortgage at 2.5% and you can get a 30-year fixed mortgage at 2.99%. So they whetted our appetite, in a sense, this morning in announcing those kind of rates being available. But clearly, with the size of the capital base of this bank, it doesn't have some of the legacy issues that the Irish banks have in terms of the amount of capital they've to set aside to lend. So clearly, there's an opportunity here that we may see more competitive and cheaper rates available through this lender.
The plan is to remain online. They're not talking about opening branches. It's going to be a virtual bank.
Yes. I mean, opening branches is expensive. I mean, again, we've seen our own banks closing them rather than expanding them. So for any new entrant, it makes more sense to initially offer a digital offering. They have a digital bank called Evo Bank. So it's not going to be a new facility for them or anything like that. They have the infrastructure in play. So it will be through that structure that they'll be offering deposits initially, and then they're going to be looking at the full bank suite of banking products.
Do they have anything to say at this stage about the kind of rates they might be offering depositors? Because that's the other side of the coin.
No, they didn't make any announcements in that regard. And yeah, look, it's a very valid point because like the deposit rates that customers in Ireland get are really poor compared to the rates that they're being charged on the mortgage side.
And in relation to how the impact this might have on competition in the market. I mean, it's just one more entrant. Is it going to be felt, do you think, in the marketplace?
I believe, because this is a significant bank. As I say, it's bigger in size than any of our own banks. They have experience of the Irish market, which is very important, because originally they came in and took over the NBNA credit card business and rebranded it as Avant Card. Then they came in 2020 as Avant Money into the mortgage space, and they've built up a very significant loan book, over 2 billion in lending in a very short period of time. So I believe it will make a significant impact in terms of what's happening in our market today.
And from their point of view, what do you think is behind this? I mean, is it that they see opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, they as I say, they're a significant player in Spain. They also have operations in Portugal, but they see the Irish market as an economy that they can grow their business, they can do so profitably, and they see this as an opportunity for them to expand their brand, knowing this market as well as they do with the other two products that they've had for the last number of years.
Very good. Michael Dowling, mortgage broker with a managing director of Dowling Financial. Thanks very much for that.